Good morning. My guest this morning is Carmen Snyder. She is the Farm Trails Executive Director, and the Gravenstein Apple Fair is coming up. So, Carmen, tell us all about it.
Okay. So the Gravenstein Apple Fair, this is the 42nd annual Apple Fair, August 8th and 9th at Regal Park in Sebastopol. It's a really down-home, old-fashioned type of fair that's great for the whole family. There's so much to do for everyone.
So what sorts of things are happening? You mentioned before we came on the air that there is a new artisan cheese lounge.
Yes, we have an artisan cheese lounge where we have curated pairings of local cheeses with either the cheesemonger or the cheesemaker there guiding you through the tasting.
Uh-huh.
And also they're matched up with the libation producer. So either a cider maker, a wine maker, craft beer producer. And you get to sit down in this lovely environment in the center of the fair. It's one of the only things inside the fair that is ticketed. So you'll want to go ahead and sign up early to join us. But it's a really special new venue.
Well, of course, one of the major things to talk about is the music. And there is lots of music. Why don't you just give us a rundown of the musical offerings over the two-day period?
Okay. So the top headliners are our friends Poor Man's Whiskey and Easy Leaves. Yeah, they're awesome. And we also have Sarah Baker and the Cake coming, Onye and the Messengers, the Blues Box Bayou Band. So we always love to have a Zydeco band.
Right.
West County favorites, the Rhythm Rangers and Cahoots will also be playing. The Country Music All-Stars, the Simmons Family Band. Gosh, we have so much good
music.
Don't
forget the Hubbub Club.
And don't forget the Hubbub Club. They're going to march us out at the end of the fair.
Oh, that's great.
And I feel like, Allison Harris and the Barn Owls also are playing.
Well, also, we might mention that there's two stages, right?
Yes.
On the first day, Saturday, August 8th, on the Gravenstein stage, the MC will be KRCB broadcaster Allegra Broughton.
Yes.
And Mr. Music.
Yes.
On the Farm Trail stage, Jim Corbett. And then on the next day, on Sunday, August 9th, Brian Griffith is going to be the MC. Is that
right? Yeah, that's right.
On the Gravenstein stage and Debbie Abrams on the Farm Trail stage.
Correct. And those MCs also, the ones who are on the Gravenstein stage, also get to moderate the apple contests, like the pie eating contest, apple juggling contest. So those are really lively stages.
So what will you be doing, Carmen, while all this is going on?
I'll be doing lots of laps around the fair, I'm sure, seeing everything that I possibly can.
Right.
There's so many amazing venues. I love the Life on the Farm arena, how that's shaping up with all the, like, the cow milking and the sheep shearing demonstrations. And we have some great farmer panels that Clark Wolf is going to be producing there. And then we also have an extraordinary kids area where we have the Waldorf Circus coming back again.
Great.
1:30 p.m. both days. We have Stilt Walkers, Giant Bubbles, Arts and Crafts Activities. The Schultz Museum will be there. And this is all sponsored by Amy's Kitchen this year. We're really glad to have them as part of our team.
So do you think that that the fair will ever overflow the park? Do you ever think that maybe it's going to have to be in multiple venues or somewhere where there's more room?
I don't think so. You know, our attendance actually has, since the county fair has expanded, the attendance has dropped a bit.
Uh-huh.
And there are always, you know, of course, so many amazing things to do over the on any given weekend in Sonoma County.
Right.
And so I think that we're, you know, we're not at our peak, and we could certainly accommodate more people, and I don't think we'll ever grow too big. And that's part of the charm, I think, of the fair, is that wherever you are, it still feels intimate. You can engage and see what's happening and not be overwhelmed by the crowds.
Well, my dog is going to want to know if the dog park will be open during the fair.
The dog park will be open during the fair, and because of health permits, we may not have dogs come in the fairgrounds, but Regal Park will still be open.
Great. Little dog hour, too, because that's his favorite.
If you can find the parking. Maybe you should walk.
It. Thanks for coming in,
Carmen. Thanks for having me.
And remember, folks, the 42nd Gravenstein Apple Fair, August 8th and 9th at Regal Park in Sebastopol. For information online, gravensteinapplefair.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.